All right. I'm here. We are on the CMP, which stands for CRO and Publisher Perspective. I am Sarah Bryant, your host, Senior Marketing Director of the Express News, and I am with Mark Medici, Publisher of the Express News, and Kate Weber, CRO of the Express News. And we are, this is our second filming, which I feel like I already feel more at ease about the format. I feel like the first time we got all those little wonks out of the way.
Don't jinx us, Sarah.
I know, right? Last time we wrapped up, we sort of started teasing what we were going to talk about this week. But I feel like before we even get into those topics, it's a big day. We're recording on the day where the NBA kicks off with the Spurs and the Mavs. And so, Mark, you're in gear, and I feel in love with this gear. I have also purchased all new gear for the season. We have Wimby fever as a city. But I am a Sohan fan and Coyote fan. Tonight you're going to the game. Tell us, what are you doing?
Yeah, I mean, Kate and I are super sporty today. It is, I'm super stoked. I can't wait to see him. I think the team is actually going to be really great. We've had a long time partnership with the Spurs. We have incredible seats. So we're hosting a big advertiser today, which is cool, right? It's you know, so much of our... I think our sales philosophy still is kind of rooted in creating great relationships with our advertisers. And so, you know, I think we're taking the crew from Mega Furniture tonight.
Yeah.
They're excited. So, yeah.
It's going to be awesome. Yeah, there's a Coyote t-shirt.
Yeah, yeah.
There's signed copies in the stands. So.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yes. I'm so jealous.
Yeah.
Maybe we can find one for you.
Yes, if you find one, that'd be great. Also, say hi to Keldon, because he was a part of our high school sports.
Yeah, prep sports. Yeah.
So I often wonder if he sees me in the stands, if he'll remember that I hugged him voraciously after our high school sports. I feel like yes.
Yeah. A funny quick aside, Keldon Johnson, our editorial board editor, Josh Berdesky, and his wife took Sylvie and Felix to the last preseason game. And they were sitting center court, front row, right, for this a preseason game, which is sparsely attended. And they had Keldon Johnson jerseys on, and he came up to them.
Oh, my gosh.
And, like, fist pumped both of them and, like, literally, like, changed their life. Like, yeah, these two little kids sitting
Absolutely.
In the front row.
That's so
I
beautiful.
Mean, that's the power of sport, right? Yeah. It's incredible, yeah. So we're excited to take Mega to the game tonight.
That's going to be awesome. Yeah. I can't wait to see how they do. So enjoy. All right. So last time we left off, I've got my list to remind me. We talked a little bit about two big events that have happened now in this recording.
And we're still alive.
We did it. We had Top Workplace. We had Hearst Lab. Mm-hmm. And then we talked a little bit about prepping for Q1, social, some case studies, and then growing TikTok audience. So let's start with Top Workplaces because that is a big flagship for us. I think that... We changed the format of the event when we first came on board. Mm-hmm. And do you want to talk a little bit about, like, the value of that event, of that program, of recruitment?
Absolutely. I will. So we had it at Topgolf, which I just love that, I guess, the setting. Because so often you can go to these awards type of ceremonies and they really feel like a ceremony. Very formal. You don't get the opportunity to interact with your team. And what Top Workplaces is about is really celebrating those employers and what they do for their employee base. So to be able to have people come into Topgolf, us to own it, every one of the employers who participated had a bay. They could invite their teammates. They could invite, you know, top contributors to their overall organization. There was great food there.
Yeah.
There were a couple drinks there. And then we had a really fun yet informal ceremony, just recognizing the top five in every category and some really important special awards, which are my favorites. So those special awards are when the leaders of the companies are recognized for the support that they give their team. There's an award called, the award is they get it.
Clued in senior management?
Yeah. Clued in senior management. And that is what I hope to get one day. Because it's difficult, right?
Yeah.
In order to be clued in, you need to do the skip level meetings and you need to be really in tune with what's happening. So I really appreciate the individual who received that. It was just, it was a great event. And it was something that comes full circle, meaning that Top Workplaces is about leaders who care about people. And that's why they're being recognized. And then to have that be shown and manifested in the event itself being about people in the interaction, it's just,
yes,
it's a great way to celebrate. And then the other thing that I love about Top Workplaces is that once you are recognized as a top workplace, when you choose to participate with an investment, you can use those dollars towards celebrating that win through our products or recruiting your next best employee. So it really creates this flexibility based upon what that top employer needs.
Yeah.
And so it's just, it's a win-win.
Yeah, it's awesome. And I know, Mark, you got to go and talk to people at their bays and talk to the teams.
Yeah, I mean, let's face it, we're all super busy, right? Yes. So the most impactful thing to me is people showing up. It's one thing to have a program and to market it and have employees, actively participate without any pressure, nominating their workplace, which is incredible, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a whole nother thing for the companies to all show up. And the place was stacked full of San Antonio's very best companies. And a lot of the C-suite players came to the event with their teams.
Yeah.
That was awesome. Because in a world where we're all hustling, it's not easy to take a 4-hour stretch out, you know, on a Thursday night.
Right.
And I just don't think they would do it if it wasn't a really amazing event that they can share directly with their employees. So the energy from the event is incredible. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, obviously to walk bay to bay and say hello and say thank you and is also great. But I just love the fact that we've identified an event where they value it so much that they bring their teams. And
right.
Every bay is filled. No one's like arm barring people to force them to come. It just is. The organic events are the ones that work the best. And I think, you know, we had 155 companies at Topgolf.
Right.
That's incredible.
Yeah,
to think about
incredible.
That. It's incredible.
It's also incredible because it fosters the very culture that they're being awarded by, right?
Yeah,
like
it reinforces
it's like,
it.
Mm-hmm. Here we go. We're having a team building experience where we're celebrating a win, and that impacts our culture.
Like it means something to
them.
Like it,
absolutely.
You can feel it.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's super cool.
Well, it's how they attract the talent,
yeah.
too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right.
Back
right.
into their organization.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I believe nominations for next
oh,
year.
Oh, please tease it.
Are in January.
Yeah. January. Yeah.
Start in January.
Yeah. We're ready, up and running on the site in January. So.
Let's get nominated.
Right.
We'll see you at Top Golf next year.
Absolutely.
I love that.
Yeah.
And anybody should answer that survey, right? Because we work with a third party.
Yeah.
So it's unbiased. The results come back to us and we feed into the community.
Yeah.
So.
That's great.
Yeah. Let's talk about another successful event, but also inspiring in terms of how robust and dynamic it's Hearst Lab is what I'm referring to.
Yeah.
And just the power that you come away with after that event mm-hmm. and thinking about impact and what it means to you and then how to create this entrepreneurial spirit within an organization like ours.
Yeah.
I know you both were there. You were in a judge's seat. How did that...
Pressure.
I know. How did that feel for you?
I mean, they're all so smart.
They're
like
all
it is
so
just
smart.
Is it's overwhelming, quite frankly, to sit there. I think I made a comment. One of my comments was Scope Zero, who is looking to do an employee benefit for being carbon neutral, right? Mm-hmm. Where an employee can make an investment and that then the employer matches the investment similar to a 401k. you know, she's like a PhD from Stanford. And I think I made the comment, I was so overwhelmed by her. I'm like, you know, congratulations on using more of your brain than 99.9% of all humans. I think that giving these women a platform to show their stuff is, it's stunning that only 2.5% of venture cap money goes to female founders. I think that that's the whole mission of Hearst Lab is to change that. And I think the more we put these women front and center and show San Antonio and hopefully the rest of the world how much talent there is I think it's an incredible feeling to be a part of Hearst.
Yeah.
You know, San Antonio Startup Week is incredible. Geektown does a great job. The port is taking off. Boeing is participating. Like, it's gaining momentum. Hearst was the largest provider of investment during that week. You know, we made a $300,000 investment in three different, $100,000 each in three different companies. It was the largest single event with inside of San Antonio Startup Week. And for me, it's a good, lays the groundwork for a challenge for this community, this investment community, to spend more investment dollars in technology startups and startups in just in general. Mm-hmm. Not just women startups like what Hearst Lab is focused on, but kind of creating that startup ecosystem in San Antonio. Like, I don't want Hearst to be the biggest. I want them. I want us to be part of it.
Right.
So I think that it's a good challenge to the rest of kind of corporate San Antonio to really step up and participate in what I think is a really great event. I think Charles Odom, the team at Geekdom, does a really nice job, and I'm just super proud to be a part of it.
The other really important part of it is that not only do they get an infusion of cash, they also get the wraparound services. And I think that's equally as valuable when you don't have to hire your own lawyer or, you know, you pay by the hour, when you get marketing expertise, when you get just a sounding board of someone who's been running their own company. It's a huge amount of support that allows you then to really focus on what it is that you're passionate about, which is this these ideas that the women have. So I left that event feeling very fulfilled and very proud to be a part of Hearst and really looking forward to how these women will grow in their careers and how they're going to be able to change the community through it.
Yeah, I agree. I think both Eve Burton and Lisa Burton mentioned mentor or mentee in some form of their communications. And I feel like the program is insulating that and making sure those wraparound services, like you said, are a part of all of the startups that we support. So I feel like in a way, I mean, practice what you preach. They're talking about mentee and mentor, but they are providing that very thing in such a huge way. So I love that program. I was so inspired sitting there thinking, I also just like want to jump in and ask a 10,000 questions. I'm sitting there in the audience like, oh, I have another question. So anytime you want to just, you know, let me in
Maybe
on
you
it.
You should be a judge next year.
I would love to be a judge. I have so many questions. They're fascinating to me. I love the companies. I love the personalities and the way that they figured out like the answer to the challenge. Super cool.
Well, and their pitches were only 5 minutes, weren't they?
Yeah, 5 minutes long.
I know. Yeah. They have to be a billboard up there.
Yeah, 5 minutes long. It's a really great. We had a lot of people, a lot of kind of marketing students in the audience. You know, being able to understand your elevator pitch is really, really important, regardless of what sector you work in. Being able to talk about your business and your personal brand is really critical. I also want to give a shout out to Katie Harvey and to Rosie Castro. We did the luncheon before. Both of them were just unbelievable.
Yeah,
I mean, they're both very different, but they've both impacted San Antonio in such an incredible, positive way. Of course, Rosie for a longer period of time, but Katie and now her leadership at the Chamber and all of the positive momentum that the Chamber is helping from an economic development perspective, like. I love her. I love everything that she does for this city. And I'm just, you can't live in San Antonio, not understand and appreciate who Rosie Castro is.
Right.
You know, I think that, you know, you always say you'll look back on her life. The good thing is that she's still very active and vibrant. You don't have to look back on her life. You just have to sit there and listen to her.
Right.
She's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so both of those women, to be able to speak to a large crowd at the mm-hmm. at the luncheon prior to the event, the questions that mm-hmm. were asked of them,
I loved the questions.
Like, was, my God. Like,
it was great.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Such a good dialogue. I can't wait until the next one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do we know when that is?
Yeah, next year. Yeah. Same
time.
Yeah.
Startup week.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, so speaking of next year.
Yes.
It
already feels like it's here.
Let me tell you. So I was actually thinking about this. Okay, so I feel behind the eight ball, as you mm-hmm. know, and we've talked about. I already feel behind. Mm-hmm. Q1 is approaching. Mm-hmm. I feel like if I were one of our clients, you would be asking me about my challenges, mm-hmm. right, as a marketing director. And I feel like they would crystallize, and I wrote them down. New products in 2024, establishing and reestablishing the value prop, and then growing the team and goaling the team mm-hmm. in priorities. And then I feel like you'd walk me through our process and talk through how you could help me. But I think that in terms of how we provide help to our clients, mm-hmm. it would just be like you giving me advice that you do now, but in such a more robust and strategic way that, I mean, I have access to, right? And that's a huge benefit of my job. But our clients have this amazing access and strategy mm-hmm. that we provide. So I don't know if you want to talk about like walking through a client Q1 challenges and how we approach that conversation.
Yeah. Giving me the softball.
I know. And I'm throwing like a one-to-one moment in here too. It's
okay,
like,
Sarah,
here are my challenges. Yeah. Should we talk about them?
I think that to your point, the next, 10 weeks that are left within this year need to be intentional for any mm-hmm. business or organization. And hopefully most people are planning at a quarterly clip, right? Mm-hmm. So it's not like, ta-da, it's January 1st and suddenly we're doing all these things. You know, it should be a steady drumbeat. That being said, it's a great time of the year to start fresh because mm-hmm. people are coming back with New Year's resolutions. Your team is engaged. The market feels fresher and newer.
Yep.
So I think what we've had really good success with is inviting people in to the building, inviting people into the space. Take an hour and a half, sometimes 2 hours. Mm-hmm. And let's just talk about what it is that you're facing in the community in terms of how the challenges you're facing in terms of growing. Is it recruiting? You know, are you struggling with finding the right individuals to fill key roles within your organization? We can help you with that. Let's figure it out. Is it a new product launch? Let's understand how that product may or may not resonate within the community and make plans to address that. What messaging needs to happen? What are the best vehicles to deliver it? The market itself, what are we anticipating in 2024? There's some unrest. There's the auto worker strike. You know, right. There's a lot of factors that don't affect every business or industry, but we need to understand what they are so that we can be prepared and help our advertisers really address them in a compassionate and also meaningful way so that they can continue to fulfill their own goals. So I think that in a nutshell, what I would counsel people to do is to raise their hands, say, hey, we would love to come in and let's just talk through what those challenges are from those three aspects and create a long-term partnership that then you'll be able to see results from as the year progresses. We truly are strategic partners and work very well when we're able to fully understand what someone's facing.
I agree. I feel like we're going to have a session for me.
Yes, where's our whiteboard?
Yeah. Well, in Q1 on the edit side, I know that there's an op-ed that you have mentioned is just growing in popularity and also something that we're planning for. And I don't know if you want to talk a little bit about Josh and the Forward series.
Yeah, I mean, the San Antonio Forward series has been running now for 5 weeks. It's an in-depth look at kind of like, there's no doubt that there's a lot of momentum for Austin and San Antonio. People talk about it as probably the most influential metroplex that will happen inside of the United States in the next 10 years. The fact of the matter is that there's another metroplex that is growing south of us, in between San Antonio, Monterey, and the Gulf Coast. And so we're running a series that's looking at kind of the South Texas triangle, and it is just incredible. It's an incredible series. So I think we'll kick off the new year with a big town hall and a moderated panel around really kind of not just looking north, which is appropriate, but also looking south. I think that, you know, as I think about San Antonio and the economy of San Antonio, it's an interesting economy. Because of the military, San Antonio doesn't ever slump as bad as the U.S. does, but it also doesn't grow as fast as the rest of the economy. I think that that could change a little bit. I think that, you know, what we're seeing with Tesla and SpaceX in Brownsville, what's happening with Tesla in Monterey, and even the gig factory up in Austin, this economy in San Antonio is exploding. Right. And so I think, you know, Q1, I agree with Kate. I think every business owner should be looking at the economic indicators and factors 3, 6, excuse me, 9 months into the future. I think the economy that we're dealing with today is a little bit more complicated than maybe 08 or what happened in the kind of the mid 90s, because it's really it's more global than what is just happening with inside of the United States. GDP in the US continues to be really strong. People want to talk about debt. They want to talk about other areas, other factors. But if you compare the US economy to what is happening globally, the US economy is actually still pretty strong. So while it might be changing, I don't think it's slumping. And I think that is a big differentiator. And then when I think about San Antonio, San Antonio's economy is becoming an outlier. So is Texas. Got to give credit to everything that the state has done to attract new residents and continue to be job friendly. So I actually think if I was a small to medium business owner in San Antonio, I'm a small to medium business CEO in San Antonio. Right. We're thinking about how we grow our business literally on a week in and week out basis. And in Q1, we'll definitely have some fun announcements that we can talk about in terms of the way that we're also growing audience. I can't talk about those things now because
next podcast
maybe because they're not signed. But
yeah,
you know, I think that it's a good time to be in San Antonio. And yeah, there's uncertainty, but I think that the indicators in San Antonio, if you're a small to medium business, is that if you're managing your business properly, right. I think that there's a lot of growth ahead of you.
Yeah.
And we're happy to participate in that growth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I think we can drive a lot of it. I think from the editorial content, right, and impacting community that way, and then from a B2B standpoint with our advertisers and growing their business. So I do feel like we sit in a very influential seat that drives impact for the community. And I think that's why we kind of started this podcast. So it's wonderful.
Yeah. I agree. And I think a great way to get started for the new year is to nominate yourself for our Best of program, our USA.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's a great way to get a fresh start, to just be nominated as being the very best lawyer or the very best healthcare facility or secondary education provider, whatever it is. It really then gives you a brand that as newcomers come into the marketplace, or if people are just getting reacquainted with, you know, you don't need a lawyer every day, but
sometimes you do.
But when you do,
yeah.
You want to know who the best is, and people search that way. So by starting off by getting yourself nominated and then going through the process and then finally winning, it's something you can use for the rest of the time you're in business.
Logo. And because of our large audience, right, we have an incredibly large first person audience from an SEO perspective. The attaching yourself to the Best of series is a really great way of getting more discovery and search for your business. So it's it's an incredible program. I think it's grown the last 3 years in a row. I think we'll have an incredible program.
Record-breaking every year.
It's pretty cool. I mean, it speaks to the audience, right? Our audience has grown for 4 consecutive years. And we're really proud of that, and yeah. proud that our journalism can attract those eyeballs in for our advertisers, no doubt.
Absolutely. Okay, so let's talk about next podcast. We have some things that may be on the horizon that we'll talk about in the next podcast, and that'll be exciting. Are there other subjects that you guys want to cover that you feel like will be important in that
December
timing? I would
welcome our audience, our broad audience, to actually ask us.
I love that.
What do they want to hear about?
Yes.
You know? It's a collaboration.
Absolutely. We're going to put it out there to the audience. Tell us your questions.
Yes.
And we'll answer them. Mm-hmm. Open, honest. I love that transparency.
Yeah, I love that too. I think as a marketer, I think it's a very fun time, but also a very confusing time.
Yeah.
There have never been more platforms to market your brand on. And I think that that is incredibly overwhelming. And, you know, digital marketing is not witchcraft, but some people treat it like that. And so I think being able to differentiate, you know, the real solid solutions that come with great metrics attached to all of the transactions that happen in the digital marketplace. So it'd be interesting to hear from people in terms of what they're looking at, what they're considering. Mm-hmm.
What's your biggest marketing challenge?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'll put it on the agenda for next time because we didn't get to it this time. But TikTok, social, growing audience. So I think that feeds well into these metrics that, you know, are different on every platform. And so for a marketer, it can be overwhelming. Like, what am I actually looking for in this situation?
Yeah.
So I think maybe we can call in an expert too and have a little guest visitor talk to us a little bit about metrics.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much, Mark Medici, publisher and CEO of the Express News, and Kate Weber, CRO of the Express News. And I am Sarah Bryant, Senior Director of Marketing for the Express News. I'll see you guys on the next time.
Thanks, Sarah.
Thank you.